Get out of my trench, you bastard.
Wow, it's another episode of Trench Ships for those people that are watching it on YouTube. Look at that.
Yeah, that really is something.
It's majestic, yeah. Yeah, it's foliage. If you aren't listening, if you are not watching on the YouTube, get to YouTube one day because you want to see what I've just shown you. Anyway, it's another episode of Trench Tips. We are not messing about. We are giving you one of the biggest tips in the trenches. It's something that begins with the letter G.
It's gatekeepers.
Gatekeepers. Wow. Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Gatekeepers. So a lot of the comments, Jack, on YouTube, on LinkedIn, the messages, and I'm not just using this as some sort of clickbaity thing, but literally
sounds it, but I like
a lot
it.
Of the questions I'm getting are, can you do an episode on gatekeepers? Can you tell me how to get through gatekeepers? I'm predominantly bringing gatekeepers. If you haven't got the luxury of a data provider that gives you mobile numbers, this is the episode for you.
Yeah.
So let's start off with the psychology, Jack, right? Mm-hmm. So I've rang you up. You're the gatekeeper. Fundamentally, what is your job? I'm trying to get through to the CEO here. What's your job?
My job is to put through the right calls and get rid of the wrong calls. The wrong calls typically are sales calls that the CEO is not aware of. The right calls are anything that would add value, anything interesting, anything that is going to help the CEO perform his job to the best of his ability, and family calls, obviously. I think one of the big things with sales, with gatekeepers is what the information that you take from today is, do not lie. Like, anything that you do that could be manipulative or anything up front that it is a bit underhand will always come back to bite you on the bum. Okay. There is a difference between lying and being a bit cheeky and being a bit mischievous. And maybe we'll give away some of those techniques as we go on. But let's, I just want to say those. just be honest.
Let me first ask you, Jack, you said the right calls and the wrong calls. So if I ask you the question of what does the wrong call sound like? So I'm a gatekeeper. I pick up the phone. Hello, ABC Company. What does the wrong call sound like?
Hello, it's Jack here calling from We Have a Meeting. I want to talk to the CEO, Patrick McDongar, to talk about lead generation.
Patrick's actually in a meeting right now. Can I ask what the call is regarding?
Yeah, it's regarding his current pipeline. I'd like to have a conversation to see how we can help him because we provide X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, if you could pop over an email to info@abc.com, that'd be great.
I'll do that now. type.
What was wrong with that call?
There was a few elements. It was all about me, I think. I've tried to make it purposely all about me. And it just screams salesperson. It just sounds like a cliche salesperson. When we think of what a salesperson would sound like on the phone, that's what I was aiming to sound like.
And you did a bloody good job, actually.
Thank you. Thank you. I was a salesperson in a past life.
I don't mind admitting that. Okay. So the right call. So there we go. So you've made it all about yourself. You've given away too much information. Your tone wasn't right. And actually, you're a piece of shit. No, sorry. So let's say then the right call, all right? So I pick up the phone and I go, hello, ABC Company.
Hello. That's not Zach, is it?
No, it's not. It's Sarah. I'm reception.
Oh, okay. I might have come through to the wrong department. Zach's not in today, is he?
I can see if it... Who is it calling, sorry?
Thanks. Can you tell him it's Jack? Yeah. We're... I'm going to call him now and then I'll... Yeah. Hiya.
Did you say it was Jack?
Yes, thanks.
Okay. Right, and what are you doing here, Jack? Explain what you're doing. What? No, forget this is the call.
What am I doing? What the fuck do you fucking mean, what am I doing?
Tell me what you're doing.
I'm just trying to sound like I belong, okay? I'm not being rude. I may be being a bit short, sharp, but... I'm trying to sound with my tone and my words that I am important and I belong, but I'm also, maybe I've come through to the wrong place. Like it could be an honest mistake. Oh, how have I ended up here? Why am I in the lobby in my underpants? That's a Rory Sutherland story for you there. But do you know what I mean? Why am I here? What's going on? Okay. Well, can you help me get to the right place? Because I feel like I'm being a bit of a nuisance, but thank you.
Very good. Very good. Okay, right. So I want to give some tips to the question of will he know what the call's regarding, or will she or they know what the call's regarding? So when that question's asked, typically what are you going for?
I'm going to maybe I don't want to sound evasive, but I also don't want to lie. That's kind of my goal. So will he know what? I hope so. Will he know what the call's regarding? Maybe a little mirror in there. Something. Will he know what the? What, great question. It sounds like he's not in. Maybe some sort of label in there. I'm just trying to. I'm trying to accept it. Okay. Will he know what's regarding? But then maybe I'm gonna go down a few different avenues.
Nice. Okay. Right. And then there's the will he know what the call's regarding? This is a cheeky one. I'm not entirely sure. Maybe he's trying to sell me something. That's a cheeky one.
That is a cheeky one.
You've got to be ready on the other end of that one. We can talk about that one.
The other cheeky one is hope so.
Hope so.
Hope so. Or will you know what the call's regarding? And then so there's other things where you go, say, I'll be honest, I've just come back from lunch. There's a note at my desk to give him a call.
Exactly. The other thing that you can do if you work in a particularly technical space is you can lean on a little technical language. So I was working in construction software about probably quite a long time ago now.
30 years ago.
More than a decade ago. And there was a government thing called PAS 1192, right? So when the receptionist used to say to me, will you know what the call's regarding? I'd say, just let him know it's about PAS 1192.
Well, I thought you made PAS 1192 up, but it's a genuine thing. Oh wow.
But then the gatekeeper goes, "Oh, that sounds important. That sounds perhaps like something that needs to be dealt with on the other end."
That's above my pay grade to think about.
So those types of things. Now you need to play that game very carefully, because one person's "Oh, that sounds technical. I'll better put you through" could be another gatekeeper's "That sounds like a sales call." So if you said it's about your HR software, they're going to go, "Now we're all
right." Yeah.
But if you said, it's a HR related matter, it's probably better if I speak to him. That sounds a bit more important now.
Yes. Yeah. I like that.
Let's do some, what about some of the tactics, Jack? What about ringing through to a different department?
Yeah, so I speak about this a lot when I do sales training. It feels like reception is the obvious choice. So you ring up a big switchboard and you want to go press 1 for reception, 2 for sales, 3 for IT, 4 for finance. Reception is like bottom of the pile. You don't want to go for it. That's where everyone's going. But you must have seen it in the movies. You know when people go to a nightclub, but they're actually like important people. They're not going in the front door, are they? They're saying, "Oi, come around the back near the bins. I got a little private entrance. I'm going to invite you in." So sales, I'd probably avoid sales as well, because it's probably above their pay grade and they'll probably spot you a mile. I always think about the analytical brain. So people that might not necessarily be expecting anything, finance, like that analytical brain, finance or IT, going through to that department. So for button bashing, a bit of like an extension number, and then you get through. So there are a few different ways that you can handle that. So let's say I press 3 and I go through to finance. You answer the phone and you be a finance bro for me.
Hello, it's the finance department.
Oh, Zach, I've been right. Do it again, but don't say it's the finance department. Sorry, I didn't brief you.
Yeah. Sorry, go on. Ring. Hello, Roger speaking.
Oh, Roger. Oh, I thought I'd come through to Zach there, or maybe I've got the wrong company. It's not We Ever Meet It.
No, you've come through to finance.
I think I've dialed the wrong extension. Would you be able to put me through to Zach, please? Thank you.
Yeah, bear with me.
Thank you.
And actually, typically, that call can go like that.
Yeah.
You just ring up and they go, "Oh, yeah, I'll just put you through," because they're, it's not a department that's used to screening calls.
No. And the extension number, oh, I think my fat fingers must have pressed the wrong extension number. Have I come through to extension number 61? No, you come through to 74. Wait a minute. So I swear I pressed 61. Is 61 not Zach's? No, Zach's is 93.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good point. Actually, a little bonus point there. You can ring up again. These are cheeky trips, some of these ones. Some of these ones aren't going to be super ethical. And Jack said about not lying before, so this is a lie. I will carry this one with a lie. If you were to ring up and say, I'm trying to get hold of Jack on his mobile, he's not answering, do you know if he's working? Yeah? And then they say, oh, yeah, he's working, you should be able to get hold of him. I say, can I double check his mobile number? I've got the one ended in 411. No, it's this one. Now, the reason that I say this, right, and people are going, you can fucking beat me up in the comments if you want. When I started this business, I only had this and Google. So I didn't have any of the data. So I had to pull moves like that to get hold of the right person to feed my family. So before you start judging me in the comments, my children are fat now.
And you know, one of my greatest achievements, but I was blagged. I was working for a marketing agency, one of my first clients, and I rang Timpson's, and I said, I can't remember what he's called. Like, is it Tim Sons? Is that his full name? Tim.
Good person Sons. For the podcast, actually. If you can get him back on the phone.
Yeah, I've got his mobile number in my phone, and I said something like, "Tim, sorry, I've not called you back sooner. How was your holiday?" I don't know what his name. Tim, sorry, I've not been in contact. How was the holiday? And she went, "Oh, love, you've come through to the reception." I went, "Oh, okay. I don't know if I've still got the right mobile number for him then. Did it still end in 432? No. You got a pen there." And I got the mobile number. And then I rang him and he said, "My name's not Tim. It's insert Timpson CEO's name."
I'll give you the last little bonus tip that I used to use. And again, these are luxuries to have all this data. But the tricks I used to sometimes use are, I had a client who was looking for the top maybe 30 really, really big companies in their sector that they were targeting. And it was very specific, the job role they were after. They might be after the head of buying. Yeah. But they were part of a buying department. So often what I do, if I couldn't get hold of them, I just try the next person down the ladder. So I might give it half an hour. I was like a bloody dog with a bone. I'd be like, right, I'll give it half an hour. And then I'd call back and ask for the next person down. So it might be like, there's head of, then it might be the manager. And then they are free. And then when I get through to the manager, I'd use the trick that you just talked about, where I'd get through to Zach and say, oh, sorry, I was actually looking for Jack. And they go, oh, no, yeah, because they can see what's happened. Same department, same team. Yeah, I'll just put you straight through to him.
Sneaky bastards, aren't we?
My tricks are sneaky. His tricks are ethical. He's the pro. I'm the little fuck.
Wow. Usually you call me worse than that. There's loads and loads of good takeaways in this. Are there any other gatekeeper tricks? I would say sound like you belong, work smart, utilize other people within the business. What else could we offer?
I think the other thing that I see people do wrong, because, like, you know, we get calls to roast and stuff like that, is just the tone. The tone is, I don't think people realize how obvious a salesperson's tone can be.
Yeah.
You know, just put on the spot that an actor is good because you don't know they're acting.
Exactly.
A salesperson is bad when you know they're selling.
Exactly.
Can I get hold of Jack? Will you know what you're going? Oh, well, I should really well, quite well. hope he should know who it is. Like, just act like
you're
an
a salesperson. Yeah.
Person.
Be a real life person. Sound like you belong. I think there's. Listen.
I hope it was helpful.
I hope it was really so good. Helpful. It really, really do. Do you have a task for us this week?
Yeah, I do. I've got a task for people who make it to this part of the call, and a few people have missed out on the vouchers. And I do apologize, you've just been a little bit slow off the mark.
It's not enough to go around.
Okay. Your task this week is, I'd like you to find Jack Hevingham, who works at We Have a Meeting. And he's called Hevingham. And I'd like you to message him, how heavy is the ham?
Heavy is the ham. Heavy is the head, but where's the ham?
Send that to him and get a response. Screenshot it to me, then you'll get a voucher. This week is a £100 voucher. We've got five to give away.
Very generous. Very generous. Zach, thank you. It's been an honour.
Take care.
Cheers,
bye-bye.
Guys.